time now for your letters, and we received many about one of our Father's Day segments last week. Joe Bevilacqua's account of an abusive father and a dedicated mentor touched many of you. Valerie Atkinson Brown writes, Joe has that magic of creativity where he took a situation of abuse and then, in withdrawing into his own private world, created something beautiful. I loved it that Joe had the actual recordings from within his home. Hearing his dad's actual conversation captured more than any description could have. It was almost like I had a secret view into his life, real life. He also showed that no matter what you go through in life, you have to do the best with what you have. Joe is a testament to survival and to the saying, persistence pays off. But many of you were disturbed that we chose to run the story on Father's Day. Joe Bevilacqua's whining about his father and his growing up years was totally inappropriate for Father's Day, writes Linda Mudry of Rancho Cucamonga, California. This is one of the times when the saying, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all, really applies. Tell him to get personal counseling to deal with his issues with his father. We don't want to hear about his problems. Many of us have had issues with our parents when we were growing up. Those of us who are healthier have learned to forgive and forget. David Boker Greamy added another perspective. Father's Day has always been the most difficult of holidays for me. As a 44-year-old son of long-divorced parents, I look back on my memories of my father as a series of lessons on how not to be a father. For 20-plus years, I have felt profoundly alone each Father's Day. It is sad, but at the same time, profoundly comforting to hear honest reflections from people who don't revere their father. Mr. Bevilacqua's memories, though quite different from my own, captured the ambivalence I have always had toward my father and the distance that I have always felt from him. For the first time in many, many years, I did not feel alone on Father's Day. And while the company I felt was not paternal, it was a profoundly comforting feeling to know that I am not alone in this fatherless fraternity. Thank you. And a correction from last week, we said basketball player Clyde Drexler had never won an NBA championship. He did. With the Houston Rockets in 1995. You can write to us at WESUN, WESUN at NPR.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.